the president of Taiwan flew to the South China Sea Thursday to send a signal that reached as far as Washington. President Ma Ying-jeou flew on a military aircraft to Ituaba, a disputed island also known as Taiping Island. About 200 people live there. Some are members of Taiwan's Coast Guard. The other people are mainly medical workers and scientific researchers. Ma returned to Taipei Thursday night. His visit again brings attention to the major territorial dispute in the South China Sea. Taiwan has developed Taiping Island, a land formation in the Spratly Islands. Taiwan has set up a Coast Guard base with solar energy projects there. The medical workers are available to help crews from ships that pass through the waterway. President Ma emphasizes that Taiping Island is an inherent territory of the Republic of China, said a presidential spokesman. The Republic of China is Taiwan's legal name. Five other governments claim all or part of the South China Sea. Ma's trip comes while China continues to develop other islands there with landfill materials. Vietnam has built man-made islands in the sea. Brunei, Malaysia, and the Philippines also claim parts of the area. Taiping Island is 1,600 kilometers from Taiwan. The island is less than a square kilometer in area and has been used mainly as a Coast Guard base. The Reuters News Service reports that Taiwan just completed a port improvement project and built a new lighthouse on the island. Wednesday, the U.S. State Department called the Taiwanese leader's trip unhelpful to easing disputes in the South China Sea. Ma called the trip to Taiping one of his biggest personal successes while president. He must leave office in May because of term limits. I'm Jim Dresbach.